Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an hour of harp-centric world music. For most of this hour, we'll take a musical journey back to the distant past with ancient texts from the 1st century AD to 13th century Galicia and Portuguese songs of love, longing, and devotion. And we'll journey to 15th century Wales and 13th century France. And to round out the hour, music of the Chinese harp, the konghu, and the Japanese koto. The cantigas de amigo, or songs for a friend, form the greatest collection of women's songs from medieval Europe. Yet most of them were composed by men, primarily in the region of the Santiago de Compostela, a favorite pilgrimage site in Spain. These were songs of love and longing for the absent beloved, and also in praise of God and the Virgin Mary. From their album, Cantigas de Amigo, this is the Ensemble Alcatraz, led by harpist Sherilyn Fulton.
Thank you. Allah, Allah, Allah.
the San Antonio Vocal Arts Ensemble, known by the acronym SAVE. That was a piece called Tuve un Levda Shalama, translated as Blessed Are the Peacemakers. The text of that song was taken from the 1st century AD Aramaic Peshitta, with a melody composed of Hebrew motives in the ancient Dorian mode. That was taken from their recording Ancient Echoes. And to open that set, we heard from Ensemble Alcatraz and the women's vocal group Kita, with three medieval songs from the disc Cantigas de Amigo, or Songs for a Friend, beginning with Sen Calar, a song in praise of the Virgin Mary, followed by Quantas Sabedes Amara Amigo, and Ai Ondas Que Un Vin Viri, two songs about longing for an absent friend. With two pieces from the 13th century in France, this is the Catherine Braslovsky Ensemble.
Que me puisse par concorde à Dieu. Sweet.
William Taylor from his disc Two Worlds of the Welsh Harp, performing a 15th century Welsh tune, Caniad of St. Cillan. And the Catherine Breslovsky Ensemble opened that set with two pieces from their recording, Chart, The Path of the Soul, recorded in the labyrinth of Chartres Cathedral in France, beginning with a 13th century troubadour song, Quantivoy la Fleur Nouvelle, and a 13th century song from Galicia, Rosa das Rosas. Jumping across a few oceans here, we're going to have a next set featuring music of the Chinese harp, the Kong Hu, followed by a piece from Japan, performed on the Koto.
Thank you.
The Zumikai original instrumental group performing Chidori, a traditional piece from their disc Koto Music of Japan. And Joy Yu Hoffman performed Cradle Song on the Chinese harp, the Konghu, from her disc Ballad. This old Chinese lullaby is closely linked with the Western Amazing Grace. You've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
Though he's best known for brilliant concert music, Rimsky-Korsakov wrote a surprising number of operas as well, including a charming and fanciful drama blending Christian mysticism with age-old folk beliefs. I'm Lisa Simeone. Join me for The Invisible City of Kitej by Rimsky-Korsakov next time on World of Opera.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
This is Cody Hiltz. Join Danny and I for Japan Jukebox, an hour of Japanese music, coming up this Monday night at 11 here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.